Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and Greg, we always enjoy our annual Halloween show. You know, we've done so many of them. Songs about monsters, songs about horror, terror, you name it, right? We're out of themes along those lines, monster songs. So we thought this year, what do you do on Halloween? You get to be someone or something else for a night. There's a rich tradition of this in rock and roll. Probably the most famous example ever, right? The Beatles become Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We're going to dive a lot deeper than that and have some fun about bands in a different guise.
That's later in the show, Jim. But first, we need to talk about Fats Domino.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you.
That, of course, Greg, is Blueberry Hill by the late, great Fats Domino. Number two hit on the pop charts, 3 million records sold. Fats Domino died at home this week in Louisiana at the age of 89, and rock and roll has lost another of its giant founders, a man who put his mark on this music like almost nobody else. 65 million singles sold over his recording career, 23 gold records, second only to Elvis Presley. I think people forget that as a commercial force among those first generation rock and rollers. Presley said the real king of rock and roll was Fats. You ought to look at that guy. Piano player, a distinctive piano player. Born in 1928, youngest of eight kids with Creole roots in the Ninth Ward of New Orleans, where he lived most of his life. Fell in love with a piano at age 10. His family had this old upright. His brother-in-law was one of those wonderful traditional New Orleans jazz musicians. He had to write the notes down on the keys so Fats knew what he was playing. And in no time at all, he was attacking that piano so voraciously that his folks had to move it out to the garage. He dropped out of school in the fourth grade. He was working as the helper for an Iceman. This is a different century, a different time. Was married in 1947, eight children. I love this. Every one of the kids had a name that began with A. Antoine, Anatole, Andre. Good family man, always went to church, millions of records sold, stayed rooted, you know? That song that we played in with, Blueberry Hill, there is a connection there because Louis Armstrong comes out of New Orleans, of course, comes to Chicago, winds up in New York. Fats first heard Louis Armstrong playing Blueberry Hill, and I think there is that connection there between traditional jazz and rock and roll.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
He brought some swing to rock and roll, don't you think?
No, that's absolutely true, Jim. The swing is absolutely it. When we think about rock and roll, Fats Domino brought the roll. You know,
yes.
It was like, you know, when you think about the piano pounding players in rock and roll history, you know, the Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis style. Those guys are pounding that piano.
It's percussive.
But with Fats, it was a rolling sound that was propulsive. But he has sort of a relaxed New Orleans big easy sound to it, as well as in those vocals. Even when he was singing the sad songs, there seemed to be a little smile in Fats' voice.
Oh, there was a wink and a nod.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, flag or sleeve. Got to tell her that I'm out. 'Cause Thursday is a hard working day.
loved New Orleans so much. He came off the road in the 80s. Many people thought that we'd lost him years ago. Hasn't been a live presence for decades now. But he said he couldn't live anywhere else, even after Katrina, because he loved New Orleans cuisine so much. And that brings me to a point, Greg. I am an aficionado of fat rock and rollers, right? Fats was the first, the greatest, and he was sexy. And I admire that in a fat rock and roller.
He was an originator. When you look back to 1949, when he was cutting some of his first records, I mean, those were rock and roll records. You know, he was interviewed in 1957 when rock and roll had become a thing. And he says, you know, they're calling it rock and roll now, but it's really rhythm and blues. And I've been playing that for 15 years in New Orleans,
right.
And he was right. You go back to those early records, before anybody knew who Elvis Presley was or Chuck Berry, Fats Domino was cranking out hits in New Orleans that were basically precursors. They laid the foundation for rock and roll. When you think about not only Fats, but his songwriting partner, producer, arranger, David Bartholomew, that was a songwriting pair. There have been rock historians who have said perhaps second or maybe even better than, you know, McCartney-Lennon, the best songwriting combo in rock and roll history was Fats Domino and David Bartholomew. Those guys had a string of major hits. But 35 top 40 hits.
You got a discography there that is the size of what used to be called a telephone book.
Pages and pages of top 10 singles, 35 top 40 hits, 23 million records sold, beginning in 1949. I mean, 5 million sellers before anybody knew who Elvis was. You know, again, that rolling piano sound, those impish vocals, what a rhythm section. Earl Palmer on drums, Lee Allen on saxophone. This was the template for the rock and roll rhythm section. Piano, a little bit of guitar, some saxophone, bass and drums, and with those lead vocals over the top, you had the foundation of what rock and roll was to be.
Little B, little B, she's the gal for me.
Even a hit like Laudie Miss Claudie, Lloyd Price, a new artist, 1952, multi-million selling single, Fats came up with the piano line on that. So you can say that this guy had his thumbprints, his fingerprints, all over the foundation of rock and roll.
Well, we forget that that first generation of rockers, the piano was the dominant instrument. You know, Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard and nobody better than Fats. It was only, you know, that guy Chuck comes up from St. Louis, Chuck Berry, and starts recording guitar.
And it's interesting because I think Fats learned to play piano by studying guitar. He basically transposed guitar lines onto the piano. He was completely self-taught. So there was sort of an innate kind of feel already for that instrument in the way he was playing those piano rhythms. I want to play that 1949 song that I was talking about, The Fat Man. That really put him on the map. That's his sound. That's who he was, the Fat Man.
And he's owning. He's owning being who he is. I love that. What? There's a fascinating story behind that.
Well, it used to be a rather dire song called Junker's Blues that he and Bartholomew rewrote as The Fat Man to make it a signature song for Fats Domino. And it was the song that in many ways declared, here I am. You know, welcome me to the world. Originally just a regional type of hit in New Orleans, but then it exploded. By 1952, it had sold millions of copies and was a nationwide hit. And what I love about this song, you got that signature rolling piano sound, that New Orleans rhythm that was a precursor for rock and roll, but also the wordless vocal, you know, the wah, wah, wah. that, you know, about a minute mark in that song, he starts going into this sound, and he go, whoa. Can you imagine being a listener in 1949 and hearing that and you go, what is that? That is not scat singing. That is some kind of, you know, wild new thing that's going on. And it was a very feral sounding record at the time. And, you know, when you think about Little Richard, you know, screaming Tutti Frutti, you know, the roots of that are in Fats Domino. Here's the Fat Man from Fats Domino on Sound Opinions.
The Fat Man by Fats Domino. I just think this guy was such a wonderful character in the history of rock and roll. Unlike a lot of those first-generation rock and rollers, he wisely managed his money, and he didn't get pushed around too badly. There's a great anecdote of in 1988, he walked in and paid cash, $130,000, for a Rolls Royce. And the salesman said, don't you need to go to the bank? And Fat says, I am the bank, right? I just love that. There's also, as I said earlier, he was a big man, but he was a sexy man. I found my thrill. Now, you know, we can play that for grade school children, yep. Right? But the way he sings, I found my thrill, right? It's like three syllables, and it's beautiful. Mm. It's so lusty. Or Ain't It a Shame?
You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
And then that horrible whitewashing of the black greats of early rock and roll. Pat Boone wants to cover Fats Domino, and he wants to change the title to Isn't That a Shame, right? Grammatically correct. He's going to take the soul out of the music, first of all, Pat Boone, and then he's going to screw up the title. He winds up recording it as Ain't That a Shame, and that's what we think of the title of the song as Forever After.
Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain.
I want to play one more tune, though. I think it's important to remember that a lot of these 50s heroes were washed up in the space of, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, right? Or at least they were out of the spotlight. Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis went to the Army, right? And he has this comeback. But, you know, Chuck Berry was somewhat relevant for many years. He had that one album that came out right after he died. But, you know, a good decade after he invented rock and roll, 15 years or so, in June 1960, he has a hit with this song. And I'll never forget when I first heard it. I think it was in a movie soundtrack, Walking to New Orleans, right? And I'm like, what is New Orleans? What? I don't know, but I want to walk with Fats to New Orleans, right? I mean, and it's one of those great rock and roll songs that summons the feeling of walking in that muggy heat of this, one of America's greatest cities, one that, like I said, he never left,
right,
even after Katrina. Well, I've been to New Orleans. I've walked around in
you
that swampy heat.
You don't want to
walk too
fast, you know?
You've got to roll down the street, right? And there's a sexiness in that rolling down the street. And I think we got to play Walking to New Orleans. Huge hit for Fats again in 1960.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm going to need to parachute when I get through walking these blues. When I get back to New Orleans, I've got my suitcase in my hand. Now ain't that a shame? I'm leaving here today. Yes, I'm going back home to stay. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. To be my honey, till you spent all my money. No use for you to cry. I see you by and by. Cause I'm walking to New Orleans. I've got no time for talking. I've got to keep on walking. New Orleans is my home. That's the reason why I'm gone. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans.
That is Walking to New Orleans from the great Fats Domino, dead at the age of 89.
We want to hear from you. What are your memories of Fats Domino and those incredible piano parts? Let us know on our hotline, 888-859-1800. After a short break, we'll talk about artists who put on musical costumes in the spirit of Halloween. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.